With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the White House does not think Israel should again occupy Gaza, contrary to the stated goal of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
President Biden's been very clear. We don't support a reoccupation of Gaza by the Israeli Defense Forces. We do think that there needs to be a healthy set of conversations about what post-conflict Gaza looks like and what governance looks like.
But Kirby says there's no going back to the status quo in Gaza.
What we absolutely agree with our Israeli counterparts on is what it can't look like, and it can't look like it looked on October 6th.
Netanyahu says Israel will have the overall security responsibility in Gaza for an indefinite period after the war ends. The White House is skeptical of the latest battleground state polls showing Donald Trump leading Joe Biden.
Not surprisingly, the White House is urging caution on the 6 swing state polls conducted by the New York Times and Siena College. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said people should view them with a grain of salt. She pointed to the predicted red wave in last year's midterms that never materialized. The new polls show the president trailing Trump in 5 of the 6 states. All states Joe Biden won in 2020.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. A man with a rifle has been arrested in a park near the U.S. Capitol. Police say officers confronted the 21-year-old Atlanta man on Tuesday and used a taser stun gun after he refused to drop the weapon. U.S. Capitol Police say they searched the area where he was arrested as well as his belongings out of an abundance of caution. Authorities say they don't believe there's an ongoing threat. Roads in the area across from Washington's Union Station were closed for about 2 hours. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 56 points, the Nasdaq rose 121, the S&P advanced 12. This is SRN News. A new poll asks voters how important abortion is to them.
According to the Public Religion Research Institute, 50% of Democrats say they will not consider voting for a candidate if he isn't in favor of abortion. Republicans and independents don't feel so strongly. Only 38 and 35% of them, respectively, say they would not cast a ballot for a candidate if he doesn't agree with them on that issue. Nearly half of evangelical Christians and nearly half of non-religious people also say that abortion is a litmus test for them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
It's never too early to start preparing for Christmas, especially when you have to muster more than 100 people and a small herd of animals. Churches across the country are laying the groundwork for their Living Nativity presentations, and one of the biggest will take place at Yates Thagard Baptist Church in Carthage, North Carolina. About 120 costume performers will present the Christmas story. This is SRN News. Israelis are taking note of the tragic one-month anniversary. The latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Israel on Tuesday entered its second month at war. 4 weeks ago, hordes of Iranian-backed Hamas terrorists entered Jewish communities along the Israel-Gaza border with the avowed goal of spreading terror and death. Following still unanswered reasons for a near-total breakdown of southern Israel's security defenses that allowed the marauders to kill some 1,400 people, more than 300 of them were members of the military, and hundreds of whom were enjoying a peace concert, the prime minister declared the nation is at war, its conclusion nothing short of the destruction and dismantling of Hamas. Now in its 32nd day, there have been thousands of casualties, but no end in sight. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.